lying in bed watching Netflix than being a valuable member of society. If I could spend my entire life underneath a heating blanket with a handful of my own balls, I would happily do so. I'm not saying that I don't like the stuff I put out into the world, because I genuinely enjoy my videos and I think they're funny. What I'm saying is, I embrace the fact that I have a punchable face, and that if I could punch myself without feeling it, I would. Sometimes I scroll through my Instagram page and audibly groan. What is the point of posting 4 pictures a day of yourself doing the same duck face in 4 different locations? If you go through my Instagram feed, it's like a flip book of me thinking I'm way more attractive than I actually am. It's nauseating. But feel free to follow me at Shane Dawson. You can also follow me on Twitter, where I post important tweets like, I think I just pooped blood. Should I go to the doctor? Nah, never mind. Just gonna Google it. And? Ugh. Is Emma Stone still a thing? Can that be over yet? Yeah, it gets really deep. I'm a social warrior, clearly. In this book, you'll get to see the real me, not the me that you see on YouTube. You'll get to know what's really going on in my head, but I warn you, it's not pretty. It's a twisted land of self-hatred, sadness, and lots of repressed anger toward every person who's ever hurt me. Enjoy! Don't worry, I threw in some dick and fart jokes to make the stories a little easier to handle. Just like mixing in some peanut butter with your medicine, which, by the way, my mom used to do. You haven't lived until you've had a Vicodin peanut butter marshmallow fluff sandwich. Oh, I can still taste the numbing of my emotions. Delicious. I urge you to sit back, enjoy, and know that in the end, things got better for me. And they will for you too, if that's anything you're worried about. Feel free to laugh at my misfortune and get that feeling of, wow, my life is so much better than that guy's. Obviously joking, but semi-serious. Shane Dawson. My destiny. Nothing gives me more anxiety than getting a haircut. Just the thought of going to a salon, I mean barber, and having a stranger touch my head while asking me personal questions about my life makes my nerves shoot through the roof. It's the same feeling a wicker chair gets when a circa 2006 Kelly Clarkson takes a seat. Tense. But sometimes you have to bite the bullet and let Kelly Clarkson sit on your face. The day after my high school graduation was one of those times. I had rocked the same shoulder-length frizzy do since I was 12 years old, and the style had run its course. There was only so much I could do with it. Actually, there were only 3 things I could do with it. Wash it, let it air dry, and pray to God I didn't get lice. My hair was lice's dream habitat. The amount of poof and waves made it practically a tropical getaway for those little fuckers. I'm sure every time I walked by a homeless dude, his lice would only wish that they were having an adventure on my twisted labyrinth of a hairdo. I might not have had the girls double-taking when I walked by, but damn it, the lice wanted a motherfucking piece. So one hot Monday afternoon in June of 2006, I pulled up into a shopping center parking lot and stared up at the Supercut sign that was casting a shadow on my car. This was the day. I had prepared myself for this moment for weeks, and I was ready. I took a deep breath, took a bite of my protein cookie, which, let's face it, was just a cookie, and stumbled through the door with fear in my eyes. The woman at the register looked up at me with a welcoming smile and asked what she could do for me. I asked for a haircut. She paused, awkward silence, and then she said, "Women or men's?" Yep, it was definitely time for a haircut. She walked me over to the station and I looked around, scoping out what the situation was. The situation was pretty clear. These people had no fucking idea what they were doing, and it smelled like El Pollo Loco had farted and then locked the door for 2 weeks. I was too lazy to find another salon, I mean, barber, so I sat in a stained purple swivel chair and awaited my fate. The receptionist walked back over. "Destiny will be with you soon. She's in the back talking to her ex-husband on the phone." Definitely didn't need all that information, but thank you. So I sat and flipped through a Spanish version of People magazine from 15 years ago, thinking, wow, I don't know who this Selena chick is, but she is definitely going places. As I skimmed through the magazine, my Razer phone started vibrating and playing Ashley Simpson's Pieces of Me. It was my mom calling.